Well, Dean, what are your emotions after that?
One of disappointment, really, because I thought we were very good first half. I thought we started the game terrifically well, passed it around them, and they found it really hard to get the ball off us, and we created a number of chances. My concern was that we didn't hit the target often enough and weren't the goalkeeper, but there was a few that were very close, and I felt we should have won the game in the first half. Second half, they came out and pressed us and put an awful lot of balls into the box. Corners, free kicks, balls from deep, and in Medina and Nublade, they've got two good centre forwards. Medina on loan from Sheffield Wednesday. I thought the game changed against us a little bit when Swanson came on. I thought he made up the extra midfielder, and they had won a lot more second balls, in the last 25 minutes. And we tried to change that with the subs, but it didn't quite happen for us. I suppose the draw was a fair result at the end of the day.
When you look back on that first half, lots of attractive football, lots of good passing. Does it frustrate you that you didn't test Ryan Allsopp at all in the first 45 minutes?
No, because we tested him. I mean, he was nervous a few times. There was a few that was just narrowly wide, and we got in some great areas. James Baxendale, I thought, was excellent running at them, running at their back four. Cookie, a couple of times we didn't choose the right option because Cookie was on a few times. It's a concern if you're not creating chances, and definitely we need to hit the target more and work the goalkeeper. But he looked nervous a few times in that first half, and Cookie was inches away with the overhead kick in the second half as well. I think they've been growing their players in the greenhouse for 6 months. It was land of the giants, and we had to deal with that. It was probably two styles at war together today, and neither came out on top in the end.
But you did deal very well with the Giants in that second half. That's six nil-nils, 11 clean sheets in all competitions, and Richard O'Donnell making a couple of crucial saves as well.
Yeah, I mean, the one that was really crucial, I was thinking, where Medine's just hit it from nowhere, and it sort of took him by surprise. The header from O'Brien was a comfortable save, and in fact, I was asking my goalkeeper coach why I didn't catch it. But that's me. I know what Richard O'Donnell can do, and he's a good goalkeeper, and he'll be pleased with another clean sheet. But neither goalkeeper really got tested that much, and it became a bit of a slog in the second half. The pitch cut up, it was draining on the players, and it's a big pitch. But our use of the ball probably wasn't as good as it was in the first half.
We've spoken a lot about O'Donnell. We've spoken a lot about the back four. A word on Michael Caine, though, if you may. I thought he looked majestic again throughout the 90 minutes, spraying the ball from left to right. He looked really comfortable.
Yeah, certainly first half, I thought he was the most impressive player out there. He controlled the game in the first half, and it was a really good performance from him. Second half, when he got on it, he did very well as well. Probably didn't get on it as much as he would have liked, but that was probably us in general. Was a little bit sloppy on the ball in the second half, and invited them onto us a little bit.
We've spoken about the pitch already. No Manton or Bradshaw again this afternoon. Are we likely to see them again now in 9, 10 days' time against Tranmere?
I think Bradshaw would be a definite yes. He was a couple of days away from being fully fit, so he'll be certainly available for the Tranmere game. Sam Manton's having a scan again on Monday, and we'll get to the root of the problem, and hopefully this will be the one that we can see light at the end of the tunnel. And speaking to the specialist he went to see on Friday, that is a light there, and that's the pleasing thing.
Just very finally, it's been a very busy November with cup replays, JPT ties as well. Frustrating that you've got to wait a few more days now for the next game?
It is. I mean, obviously, I'd like to be in the cup, but I think the lads need a rest as well. They've worked very hard in the last month and, come through it unbeaten, with the exception of the FA Cup replay, and put in some really good performances. So we need to keep that maintained.